The question was asked, why is it that sometimes we're permitted to place food on Erev Shabbos, just before Shabbos, on the hot plate, and that's permissible? What's the logic behind that? How does that work? So we have to really introduce this halacha and then understand its applications. In the days of our sages, the way they would cook was over coals. Coals give you uniform heat, and a fire keeps moving. So the prime cooking was over coals. Now, if you have coals running in your house, so then you have to keep stirring them. If you don't stir the coals, they'll die. So it was common practice that they'd have a spoke right next to the oven, and when you'd walk by, you'd move the coals a bit. Everyone did that. They kept the fire going. So you didn't think too much about moving the coals. Now, it says in the Tosefta of Shabbos that moving coals on Shabbos is two biblical prohibitions. It's the prohibition of mavir, you're causing the lower coals to go aflame, and it's the prohibition of mechabe, and you're putting out the upper coals. You're shifting the coals around. So that's the problem with stirring coals. Now, our sages said, if you're going to have something cooking on the fire Friday evening, and you intend to eat from it Friday evening, and it's not fully cooked Friday evening, then you're going to keep an eye on it. You know, you come home from shul, you want to start eating, and about 10 minutes into the meal, you're going to take a peek, and you're going to notice that it still needs another hour of cooking. So in your mind, you really need that fire running. Now, the next time you walk by that fire, it's very plausible that you will inadvertently move the coals without thinking. It's what you do all week. And on your mind, you keep thinking about that pot which you still want to eat tonight, and it's not yet fully cooked. So Chazal said, we have a problem. If you leave food from Friday going into Shabbos with a flame that is easily accessible, then we have every reason to assume that many houses in Israel will end up stirring coals on Shabbos. Because remember, everyone's putting their food on the fire Friday afternoon. That's the way every Jewish house looks like. And everyone has these coals that they stir. And if we let you put up food for Friday night, which is not fully cooked before Shabbos, then it's very likely that in many homes, on many Shabbatot, people will stir coals. So our sages made a rabbinical prohibition. They said, if you want to leave something on the flame from Friday going into Shabbos, it has to be under certain conditions. It has to be either that you covered the flame in a way that you, when you'll come to stir it, you'll see the cover and you'll say, no, I'm not doing that. You'll make a distinction where it's you put earth over the coals. You did something as though to cool the coals, something which would make it very obvious that you're not supposed to be stirring those coals if you open it. Or clear out the coals from the oven. Leave it in the oven with when you've cleared it out. Or if you want to leave something on the fire going into Shabbos, leave it fully cooked. If it's fully cooked, then you're not going to be worried about stoking the coals. You know you're not supposed to stoke the coals, but you might forget if you're busy with your food. Our sages said another way it's permissible. Our sages said in their days, they were masters at leaving coals running into Shabbos. And so if you left it for tomorrow morning's meal, if you put up something that's not cooked at all in the beginning of Shabbos, so then stirring the coals isn't going to affect anything. It's going to take till tomorrow morning till it cooks anyways. So our sages said, another way in which we permit you to leave something on the fire from Friday going into Shabbos is if the food item is completely raw, because then you're not going to be dealing with the fire. You know it'll be cooked by tomorrow morning. You know it's not going to be cooked for tonight's meal anyways. So that's what the Talmud in the end of the first chapter of Tractate Shabbos tells us. Hi, kidra chaisa shapir dummy. If you leave on a kidra, a kidera, a pot of chaita that's raw, shapir, it's good. Bashil, if it's completely cooked, also shapir dummy, that's also good. When do I have an issue? Bashil velo bashil. If it's cooked but not fully cooked, that's where I run into a problem that I'm concerned. Friday night, you might come to stirring the coals. So this is an open Gemara that permits this. It happens to be that the Mishnah Brura brings, in the Be'er Halacha, that we don't usually do that. We don't usually leave things that are completely raw. Our custom is we don't do that. But it's not a full-fledged, powerful custom because the Gemara actually says it's permissible. So if a person runs into a jam, comes Friday and he sees he didn't get to put up the cholent. You know, it's not, he didn't. Bottom line, it's either no cholent or put it up a minute before Shabbos. So then he's permitted to do it, even though l'chatchila we don't plan it that way because the Mishnah Berurah says we're not accustomed to doing it this way. But if necessary, it's important to know that the Gemara did permit this. This is the logic behind it. And then it would be also permissible to do this on Friday afternoon, just before Shabbos. You put up the pot. It hasn't really started cooking. It'll cook till tomorrow morning. That's fine. That's the criteria.